everybody out there in podcast land, and welcome to another exciting version of Eternal Destiny Series Podcast with your host, Chris Pagano. Now, this is usually where I take the time to explain that I'll be taking content from the book, The Battle for the Seed, The Lost History and the Saved Race, written by Chris and Guy Pagano. But today's going to be a little different because I'm going to leave the book closed. I'm going to give you a different taste of podcast than what you're used to. And yes, it is increasingly becoming aware to me that I may be sidekickless for the rest of the podcast series. Guy and Duncan, my faithful sidekicks, have not been with me for the last two or three editions, and I don't see anywhere in the future where they'll be able to continue to join me because their life has gotten busy, very busy. They pretty much work from morning till nighttime, and even after that, they're still working. And so with school and work and all the other things people like to do when you're in your 20s, looks like old dad's just going to have to carry the burden, the joy of this burden. I get to experience it alone from here on out, which is fine. Okay, so having said that, we miss you, Guy and Duncan. But as I've been thinking about today's events, the current events of in the world today, in America today, it has become increasingly obvious and painfully aware more than ever that we are living in the same time that Noah and his family were living in. We are being inundated with all kinds of options that are given in the form of a mandate that you must either choose to comply with or deny and face the wrath of the government. Okay, so the government is by no means a friend of the gospel, especially the government in power now. They are coming to, if you ask me, take our rights. We're not allowed to express our ideas on social media unless it follows the narrative. We have to allow people to inject a serum that we don't even know what's in it into our bodies, even though we're not sick, even though we don't fear getting sick, and we don't want the virus or the so-called vaccine. We don't even want it. However, we don't have the right over our body anymore. And there are so many other rights that are slowly being eroded. And so, one of those rights is the right to worship the God of heaven in the person of Jesus Christ. They are becoming increasingly hostile to Christians, and it won't be long until it is open and blatant, and don't even be surprised if that is mandated to discriminate against Christians. And so I believe we're at a time such as that. I believe we're at a time where great changes in the body are being attempted to be thrown and foisted upon us to the point where you really must know, you really got to be alert and aware of what you're doing if you're interested in taking that vaccine, if you've already taken the vaccine. What actually happened to your body? Do you know what's in that thing, that shot, that serum? Please find out. If you've not taken it yet, make sure you find out, okay? Because there's a lot of scary stuff in there that has nothing to do with being healthy or staying healthy. And so why is there so much cover-up and misinformation and pressure and punitive damages and lost liberties and jobs and all kinds of opportunities to those who do not buy into the government's agenda. So we're at a time where it won't be long now until the flood comes. And that flood is going to be known as the rapture of Jesus Christ. When he comes back with his host of heavenly warrior angels, he's going to blow a trumpet. He's going to be seen in the air and blow a trumpet. And everybody who's given their heart to him, who's placed their faith in him, who has called upon his name and asked him to forgive them of their sins and attempt to live a life according to the Word of God, will be raptured up to the sky to meet him. The Bible says, "And thus we shall forever be with the Lord." And then once everybody has been gathered, then the Lord will take us all to heaven. And the joy of being there with him will just begin. And so, without going into what's it going to be like in heaven for the next 1,000 years, but the point is this: you do not want to miss this next huge event in human history that is about to happen. It won't be long now. And just like the Nephilim always said, "You're crazy, you're crazy. It would have happened if it was ever going to happen. Why didn't it happen before? Whoever heard of such a thing?" Yeah, when pigs fly, okay? Well, people say the same thing about the rapture. But I can assure you, Jesus said that I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come back to get you. If this was not true, I would have told you so. And so, he will be coming back. Nobody knows the day nor the hour except the Heavenly Father. But there are lots of signs given in the Scriptures by Jesus himself, by Paul and Peter, some of the apostles, that we just believe are in fulfillment, have been fulfilled, or are being fulfilled in our very lives. And so I implore you to give your life to the Savior, Jesus. Give your life to him now, because you do not want to hold it off any longer. Nobody knows the day or the hour, but we do know the times in which we live. And those times, which are now, are speaking of end times. I think if you walk around town, whatever town you live in, you can ask just about anybody if there is a pending feeling of the end in their hearts or in their minds. And it wouldn't surprise me if everybody, certainly a majority of the people, will say yes. And so we can sense it. We can feel it. But we can also know for sure by looking into the Scriptures, which let us know that we should lift up our head, for our redemption draws really close. And so you don't have time any longer for eat, drink, and be merry. It is a time to get right. You want to know what to do? You want to know what to do about the crazy crumbling world and society and everything that's getting turned over on its head? And you know, you're beginning to realize that the government cannot, will not, and is never going to come and save you or help you. What can you do? Well, for one thing, you have to worry about your eternal life, which goes on well beyond life on earth and forever, not just whatever number of years you've been on earth before you die. Okay, but you can surrender your life, live in fellowship with God through Jesus Christ, and live with the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, in your body, guiding you, directing you, And then maybe you will be the change that you think you have no chance of making right now. But greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. So when you surrender your heart to the Lord, He comes in, and you now are in the presence of greatness within you all the time. You'll become the temple of God. God never leaves. He will never leave you or forsake you. So surrender your life to the Lord. Surrender your life to Him now, because you may not have another opportunity like this. Okay, if you're listening to this podcast and it's the day that it was published, which is October 30th, 2021, then you got an early jump. However, anytime you hear this, if you still have an opportunity to hear it, God has given you more time. But how much more time will He give you? How much more time does He owe you? And so you need to make this decision now. Okay? I'm not going to go on and talk on and on and on endlessly about how crazy it is with people doing this and governments doing that and the police doing this and this activist group doing that. That's all just sidetracking nonsense noise to keep you from focusing on the thing that really is essential, and that is giving your heart to Jesus Christ, having your sins forgiven, being made right with God, being put righteous in the courtroom of heaven, and being declared innocent of all charges. No longer guilty, for your penalty has been paid by the one who loved you and gave himself for you. So, having said this now, I just want to say that the book is very parallel with the times we're living in, these very days. And just like the Nephilim, you will soon find out, will miss the chance to be delivered from the flood, and they will all perish in the floodwaters and in the maelstrom that accompanies it. So you do not want to miss your opportunity, because once that trumpet blows and once we are all translated, those who've called upon the Lord have been translated into the sky and given a new and glorious spiritual body, then it will be too late for anybody to give their life to the Lord. So you will have missed the rapture. Maybe you can still be saved during the tribulation when all the problems of the world really compound. But why bother waiting? Why bother thinking that if you can't make this decision now, what makes you think that you're going to make it then? I dare to say, if you're not going to make this decision now, you're not going to make it then. There's a lot of reasons for that, but the most important one is because the Holy Spirit will no longer be tugging at your heart like He is now. And so, please give your heart to the Lord. Do it now. And if you do that today or tomorrow, whatever day you listen to this podcast, go ahead and send me a message. Let me know that you did it. And we'll rejoice together. You know, the Bible says that there is great rejoicing in the presence of the angels in heaven over one sinner that repents. So let's make that sinner, that one sinner, you. Save yourself. Save your eternal life. Don't go to the lake of the damned, the lake of fire, where there is only gnashing of teeth and weeping. Instead, go to be with the Lord, where there is joy everlasting, and all your tears that you've ever cried will be wiped from your face, and all the prayers that you thought went unanswered, you will then understand that they were answered. And you will never have another need or a want, and you will just see Jesus and be there to serve him. And so, sounds like a great life to me, especially in comparison to the alternative, which is in the lake of fire with the devil and his angels. And so, don't be a rebel forever. Surrender your life today. Get on the ark. Get in the ark, which is Jesus, and prepare yourself for when that rain starts to fall. Okay, so this is Podcast P, finishing up on what is considered to be a short podcast. However, it's different, so why go on with more? And I hope you have a good rest of the night. God bless you. Bye-bye.